This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Congressman Scalise, who is still in critical condition after being shot by a foaming-at-the-mouth Democrat, a super fan of Rachel Maddow, he had been really pushing Trump and really quarterbacking as the number three ranking Republican in the House to go after the child porn rings, the child kidnapping rings. And he was dialed in with the Patriots and U.S. intelligence agencies, that civil war going on, to fight it. And the word is that's now being looked into, that this was targeted. Just thank God Senator Paul wasn't killed or shot. This is amazing. Again, I've got a stack of news. I mean, it's all over InfoWars.com, where they are, Huffington Post writers, you know, are saying, you know, it's time for more action. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm going to go over all this today. It is just amazing. These people are crazy. And they really believe we all deserve to die. And a lot of people through Stockholm Syndrome, through peer pressure, are kind of bowing to this. But just like they had fake polls against Trump where he was 15 points behind, he was really 15, 20 points ahead. They had the Australian Prime Minister in a closed event that the Aussies have had for over 100 years where members of the government get drunk. It's a famous speech, ball. And he got drunk and got up there. That's the Aussies. You know, got to love them. Bad as those Texans. And make jokes about Trump and about how the polls are fake. And they go, oh, look, the Prime Minister hates him. Well, it was obviously good-natured fun, but what I'm saying is everything's twisted. Everything's a lie. So I'm going to be getting to that in the next segment. And then we have former Navy SEAL, Patriot, best-selling author, who's been warning of the leftists getting ready to launch a major civil war. Been coming on several years warning of it. He's joining us, and then we got popping in Dr. Corsi in studio, Craig Sawyer, retired Navy SEAL, been in all the major groups, dev group, you name it. He's going to be on with us talking about the child kidnapping rings that he and his team are investigating right now, and then John Rappaport in the fourth hour. But they are now attacking me like I am a guy that got caught with 10 dead kids in his basement, because they're the people that back the government and the groups that are involved in that. I mean, this is the big, evil, demonic, vampiric globalist spider coming out of its hole. And Don Lemon, you know, is at the airport. A nobody. I was showing this to my family this morning. They go, who's that? CNN has almost no viewers, a couple hundred thousand on average. He's talking about how I admit I'm fake and he doesn't want to build me up and he doesn't want to give me too much attention. Like, he's this royalty that decides who does. And now here's that clip.
All this backlash going on with Megyn Kelly, okay?
Yeah.
You know, do you think it's fair that people are saying, you know, she's giving Alex Jones a platform, you know, by putting
giving me a platform, right?
Do I think it's fair?
Yeah, I mean, in such a negative way, you know, like. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that people can react the way that they want. I understand the position she's in, you know.
She's going to have the highest rating she's ever had. It's like Joe Rogan did when I was on.
I don't like giving people like Alex
Jones. Highest ever, dum-dum.
But what do you do? He's out there.
I know how hard it is that you, sometimes you don't want to give people a platform, but then I think that part of the business of journalism is shining light in dark places, and that's not always where places people light.
Right.
But for someone like Alex Jones, I'd rather not give him a platform because he's already admitted that he doesn't believe what he says.
Right, the whole Sandy Hook thing, and then,
the Sandy Hook thing is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
For his divorce, so he doesn't believe that in what he's saying, and he's playing a character.
Oh, Lemon's so good. All these wars, all the corruption, all the stuff that's being covered up, kids being hurt. I'm so bad. Like my listeners, I didn't just buy the official story. The governments have been caught rigging things so much, and I admit I'm faking court documents. when they're playing clips of me in a lizard outfit of the Joker, going, look, he's insane. And my lawyer goes, it's a skit. He's acting. That doesn't mean I'm an actor in what I believe.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have a stack of mainstream news articles here where the left is celebrating the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise, who was the number three Republican in the House, a good friend of Trump, and a guy that was really pushing hard for America and the restoration of our republic. And the word is, from my sources, and it's also in the news, is that this was coordinated, this was a plan, they used a wind-up toy, basic, you know, leftist Bernie Sanders mental patient communist to do this. And, I mean, just this weekend in Austin, they had communists with their guns, with their fingers on the triggers, threatening everybody. I mean, they are getting ready to make their move, just like our next guest, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, and, of course, best-selling author, is going to be breaking down. But shot Congressman Representative Steve Scalise was actively seeking to stop pedophilia. He had come out and said human trafficking is easy as ordering a pizza. That's code word to us, letting us know he knows. It's over 10,000 arrests of pedophiles, several thousand that had kids in cages. Hundreds in L.A., hundreds in San Francisco, any major city, hundreds. You've got the whole playpen thing with 150,000 pedophiles. That's why there's a civil war inside the FBI, because the FBI has actually been trying to do something about it. This is how they control people. This is a deep state operation. So we now have Scalise, who we learned weeks ago, is coming out saying we're going after the pedophiles. Then this happens. Here's the clip.
One of America's greatest values is our strong belief in the inherent worth of every human life. Human trafficking is a direct assault on this core value, and it affects millions of victims throughout the world. While many of us would like to believe that this issue isn't something that affects us, the sad truth is that human trafficking is a real problem plaguing each and every community here in the United States. Enough is enough. This week, the House took strong actions to stand up for the victims of human trafficking, passing tough bills to provide them protection and to target child predators. Let's work together to get these bills signed into law.
And there were over 400 pedophile arrests in his state just alone last year. Now, again, you've got Huffington Post writers, it's all up on Infowars.com, saying, you know, it's time for organized resistance. You've got other writers, major papers, saying, you know, too bad there weren't more of this guy. He's a big super fan of Rachel Maddow. This is where this is all going. And then where's the false flag? That would fit nicely into their narrative, to make themselves the victims. But I don't think they care. They have this weird bloodlust, and they want a civil war. HuffPost writer, violent resistance needs to be organized for it to work. Again, too bad, you know, only five people were shot. And, you know, Scalise is fighting for his life. This is a terrible situation. So, and I love how it's people that have never probably even been in a fist fight. It's like the wimpier the person. I've been around these libs in person. I mean, they look like they've had lobotomies. Seriously, I'm not being mean. They all had like motor function problems and stuff. I don't know what happened, but they were like locked in a basement when they were kids. Abused what? They want war. They want the rite of passage. But they don't want to join the military to do it. They don't want to be a firefighter or a cop. They just want war. They want death. They want murder. And now, every channel, again, I'm worse, you know, than a killer. I'm like Saddam Hussein. They misrepresent what I've said. They write articles about resistance, past, present, and future. How they're the resistance as the big banks and the multinationals all pile on against an attempt to just not completely gut and bankrupt the country. And so they're everywhere condoning violence, pushing it. This is organized crime. This is racketeering. Matt Bracken, what do you make of the situation where we're currently at? Because you've been accurately predicting this, and they are really gearing up for it. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the left-wing mainstream media is absolutely instigating it. You could almost say stage managing it, you know, with the help from the Democrats in Congress. Gateway Pundit has a great story up today about the New York Times article in April 12th this year.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday where they advertised where they are and that there's not much security.
Right. So for a guy like Hodgkinson, who left Illinois as a killer, you know, he left Illinois to get in striking range of his enemies so that he can be the John Brown of the new resistance, the John Brown of the new Civil War. Obviously, he would have no luck with a white, van parked outside of the White House. But the New York Times handed him the information. This is where to go, where they'll have very minimal security. It said, you know, that maybe some Capitol Police sitting in a black SUV at the ballpark. Well, that gives you another, 350 degrees of a big fenced in area away from the black SUV where you can take your shots from. So clearly he, I'm sure that if the FBI, they were doing their job, they would have the cookies on his computers and his smartphones would show that he had read this article, probably, you know, saved the article. And that's why he was living at that YMCA out of his van, keeping an eye on that park. So the New York Times should get an assist on this hit. They absolutely should get credit for it.
Sure. I mean, they were the intel office.
And it's so ironic because the paragraph above the paragraph where it says, you know, that they are practicing at this field, it said, well, security officials are very cautious about giving out details because they, you know, say it could compromise security. And in the next paragraph, the New York Times says, you know, wink, wink. But if you really wanted to get a bunch of congressmen without much security, here's where you would do it. And sure enough, that's where Hodgkinson went to shoot these guys.
What do you make of even CNN's Wolf Blitzer going to a person they interview, so it's just prepared, and they admit they're going to this clip, and he says he wasn't a monster, he wasn't evil, he was just upset about politics, and then Blitzer just pretty much agrees with him. I mean, don't they understand that if this kicks off, that they have really are asking for it? I mean, what is Blitzer going to do if somebody walks up, God forbid, and pumps rounds into his head when he's and just says, hey, this is just, sorry, Blitzer, it's just politics, no big deal.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you know, CNN, we know what they are. But going back to the New York Times for a moment before we get to the Washington Post, the other, you know, fingers of this machine. The New York Times today is blaming Sarah Palin for yesterday.
That's right.
They're going back to they weren't even crosshairs. They were surveyors marks. You know, the congressional district thing. The guy down in Arizona, he was a lunatic that had been planning to kill, like a Robert De Niro taxi driver kind of character.
Sure, he took hallucinogens every day, according to his friends, and was in another world.
And he had been planning it for years, way before, you know, he didn't even know who Sarah Palin was.
And he was a devil worshiper. He was a devil worshiper, had a devil worship altar in his backyard. Exactly. And I predicted this yesterday, that they would blame the Gabby Giffords thing and say, oh, well, you Republicans are this. No, the difference is Republicans weren't saying, go out and kill Democrats. That's the difference.
And not only that, imagine if Fox News or Breitbart or InfoWars had done an article on Hillary Clinton's security. And in this article about Hillary Clinton's security, mentioned, let's say, you know, a tennis club she liked to go to with only a close friend.
Exactly. Oh, here's where Hillary, you know, goes once a week to play bridge right here at the corner of this. There's not much security. There'll just be one car. So if you just come into the alley, you can get her right there.
Right. So for the New York Times to blame Palin.
By the way, let me stop because you're a former Navy SEAL and involved in clandestine operations in the Middle East and a lot of other areas. You know this. A lot of folks don't know this. Back in the Cold War, the Russians would have operatives in publications, so would we, and would actually put orders in the paper. Well, this isn't even where, you know, this paragraph, that paragraph, put it together. This is open commands in public that a five-year-old could tell. This is openly putting the intel out there.
Right. This is on a silver platter. This is saying all of you triggered lunatics, since everybody from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to the talking heads on ABC and NBCBS, New York Times, Washington Post, all of these guys have been saying Obamacare is being repealed to kill people. They want to kill grandma. They want to kill your children. They're basically sending a signal to these lunatics by comparing Trump to Hitler on a daily basis.
Sure, and then showing him being killed in plays and killed on TV and killed everywhere. Kill, 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 kill. But historically, though, I know there's a globalist and elites behind this that want to cause a civil war here. They're using known Soros tactics and others, and it's admitted Soros is involved. They've got this big summer of rage geared up, kill the cops, kill everybody. But don't the little minions of this realize if it actually kicks off historically, it's not going to go well for them? I mean, I think they're really mistaken.
No, they don't get it. You know, leftists primarily are first-level thinkers. They are like goldfish in a goldfish bowl. They realize that, you know, it gets dark and light at that window over there and food gets dumped in over here. They're first level thinkers. If you want to cure poverty, tax the rich and give money to poor people. That's how you cure poverty. Pure first level thinking. So the Wolf Blitzers of the world, which are not high IQ people, you know, they're just news readers, what they call them in England, news readers. They only are looking at this from the point of view of, my bosses want to get rid of Trump, so they're handing me headlines to read to help get rid of Trump. They're not thinking, you know, if I'm helping to instigate a dirty war where we're doing a you know, not just a dog whistle, this is like a cowbell for lunatics.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they're calling for violence. If this all kicks off, they're going to be up there with that helicopter ride to nowhere.
Right, or it's just going to be, you know, somebody, like in my first novel where a couple of attorneys just have their own local, the senator that lives in their neighborhood, pre-registered as a target. So there are a lot of people that have done their own, you know, local area target analysis that if the balloon goes up, these are some people that I'm going to take out. And I have no doubt that exists on both sides.
Absolutely. But they're exactly. These people are crazy. And I'd say what about 90% of the veterans are on the Republic side. And I think 90% of the police, correct me if I'm wrong, that is a disastrous scenario for these idiots.
And not only that. So you've got current police, which means that they have the encoded radio frequencies. They can listen on a law enforcement scanner and break through the encryption because they're like, you know, deputy or part-time sheriffs, things like that. They've got former experience in Afghanistan and Iraq. So they know all about, you know, how to do coordinate search, how to do social network analysis to find the bomb maker that never touches the bomb. They know how to do this. And when this all kicks off, it's going to be mayhem. And these idiots on the left...
Stay right there. They're going to cry for mommy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
You can run on for a long time.
I don't want to make myself the center of the show, but we are the second most attacked organization on the planet right now, more than Putin. Putin and Russia is now a third behind InfoWars. Trump is number one because we represent Christian sovereign nations. That's all. Doesn't mean Russia doesn't have a bunch of problems. Never been to Russia, but I've studied it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are attacking me everywhere. with this stupid Megyn Kelly interview that's totally fake, where she totally edited it. It's clear from the promo piece they put out. And Bragg is going to ride shotgun with me. Dr. Corsi's coming in here. So we're going to have a roundtable discussion in the next segment. But, I mean, here's an example. We've got the second biggest hack attack on InfoWarsStore.com. It's just a denial of service. It's a bunch of traffic. It doesn't mess with the security of the store. And we've got such giant servers that they're not slowing the site down. But sometimes we have attacks that go on the sites for like a week, and they're governmental. I mean, some of these big IT companies and some of the biggest server companies out there, cloud companies, tell us that one of these attacks that happened a few months ago was the biggest they'd ever seen, and their company's the second largest in the U.S. So they're demonizing us. They're attacking us. This is multinational corporations that have hijacked the U.S. We're trying to take it back. We're trying to stabilize the country. They're engaged in hardcore culture war. I mean, watch Nickelodeon, man. They're teaching five-year-olds how to get blowjobs. I mean, it is just, this is psych warfare. They pedophile rings, you name it. They are, sexualizing children everywhere. They are just pushing the most vile stuff on everybody as a culture war. And they use pedophilia that's being pushed in the schools and everywhere else, the sexualization you see on, MTV everywhere. That's Viacom as well. They do all this to demoralize the public, and then they use the pedophilia as a way to compromise people. And so that's why they're defending this so hard and why they're so scared, because Trump is really making a run at them, as he said 3 years ago before he announced that he was going to run, that he was going to try to take out the pedophiles. So Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com is his website, The Gates of Vienna, also another great site he writes for. Matt, this is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Just as this fits in to them trying to start a civil war, we'll talk about that in the next segment. Why do you think InfoWars and yours truly is under such attack? But they won't really ever show what I said, or it's edited. It's like there's an order out in media. It's so controlled, never to actually show what I say. The story on InfoWars.com where Hollywood Reporter interviewed me and actually had quotes, and then the higher-ups killed it, and then I talked to other people in media, and they said, no, you're not allowed now to even have quotes in the media. So it's next-level control, too, that they're exercising in this weird civil war where we've got the president, we've got most of Congress, we got the states and the governors, but the deep state, the bureaucracy, like I guess, corrupt employees or something that tell the boss they're the owner now. I mean, this is a hijacking, Matt Bracken.
Well, it just shows that, you're hitting them hard, and there's a new paradigm. The great cartoonist Ben Garrison has a cartoon out the last few days or a week showing the new media asteroids coming down on the dinosaur media. And I mean, they're feeling it. This is the deep state's existential moment. If Trump succeeds, they're finished. And a lot of people will go to prison. Not only, Hillary and all of the people involved in her illegal top secret server, but these pedophile rings, and you just go down the list. And hundreds murdered in Fast and Furious. The media helped cover it up. So the media have the blood of Fast and Furious on their hands just as much as the ATF and the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, those people. So for them, this is an existential moment. So we're seeing right now a box move, like a trap that was built for Trump, and I don't see how he gets out of it. It's going to be very difficult to get out of this. Where obviously it's now obvious to me that Rosenstein, his part of this job was writing that letter to instigate the firing of Comey. And that's the trap being sprung. And so you've got Rosenstein saying that Mueller will not be taken off the case no matter what, and that Trump can't do it. So you've got Comey, Mueller, Rosenstein, and McCabe, who's a the big Democrat.
And they're violating the Unitary Executive Clause that still is the law. Congress has usurped that with the FBI.
It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they do, as long as they control the media narrative. Alan Dershowitz, who is maybe one of the leading minds and a liberal, a Hillary voter, he's been clear on this, but it just doesn't matter. They're still running with this obstruction of justice narrative, even though
there's
no crime.
Yeah, I noticed the Russia thing wasn't true, but just like the FBI always gets people, then in the investigation they find a crooked toenail or something, and so they're going to claim that the
Martha
president
Stewart.
Ordered it to stop.
Yeah, that's the Martha Stewart paradigm. There was no crime, so they got her for, saying an untruth about a crime that never happened or something.
And they're so arrogant that once they take Trump out, they plan to shut down the media, arrest people, and have a red terror. And then good luck, scum. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy. I thought I was the chosen one. The time went by and I found out a thing.
All right, I need to spend a few minutes here funding our operation. You can turn on any TV and see the corporate-controlled media that's the enemy of the American people, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of families, the enemy of God. I mean, they're evil. They've chosen their side, and once you choose evil, you just get worse and worse. Those of us that try to be good are, you know, actually ashamed of ourselves because we're not, you know, better, but because we have a conscience. But the globalists, they have been separated from God by their own choice. And they are launching massive denial of service attacks on InfoWars and on our store. As of 30 minutes ago, it's not slowing it down. So you just keep unlimited, you know, servers being turned up. And it's totally safe to order on there. They haven't hacked into it. They're just trying to shut it down, you know, like with big long lines at the door, basically. But you can just go right around those lines. Whether it's tactical nanotech body armor that's just available in the last 6 months to the public at InfoWarsStore.com. Very inexpensive, amazing, developed right here in Texas. Our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine, 33% off with the 10-to-1 concentrated essential oil, amazing mouthwash that we have from Emmerich's Essentials. That's 33% off. You can also get Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsLife.com, our amazing nootropic, which is, I mean, really, we went out and saw what the top brands were that were the highest rated. Produce something similar for a third the price. I mean, that's what we do. Okay? Like Knockout, it's $19 for a bottle of melatonin. We have the same dose for $19 with eight other things like L-tryptophan and valerian root and lemon balm and chamomile to give you the best sleep out there. It's amazing. Check that out. As to the new Z-Shield, the Shilajit and a bunch of other key compounds, literally just pulls the heavy metals and toxins out of the body from the research that's there that I've done. Look it up for yourself. It goes after the pesticides, the other garbage. So it's there. Go check out what's in Z-Shield for yourself. Again, it's got the zeolites. It's got the Shilajit. That's our newest product. Amazing detoxer. We also have the Natural Defense Parasite Cleanse that is back in stock. That's been sold out for a long time. It is an act of war against the globalists to spread our links, to spread our videos, to pray for us, to support our local affiliates and their sponsors, and to purchase Living Defense and other products from InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I mean, the very mouth of the New World Order is saying destroy us, lying about us, misrepresenting what we say constantly. We say globalists working with Islamists carried out 9/11. There was a cover-up. They say, I say firefighters blew it up. No, that's not what I said. I say we should question these mass shootings sometimes because they've been caught doing false flags, like babies in incubators and stuff in Iraq. That means Saddam's a good guy, but the babies weren't getting killed in incubators. If they'll do that, they'll do other stuff. Everybody should look at that. Oh, my gosh, I say I hate the kids at Newtown. None of it's true. So what they do is they sit there and play games. They edit me. You see it everywhere. I doubled down on Newtown. According to the new video clip they've got out for days, it's the top story. And I didn't say that. It was all edited. So this is what they do. And Megyn Kelly said it wouldn't be a hit piece. We have the clips of her. I'm going to shoot a video today about this that will be on InfoWars.com later today where I break it all down and play clips of Megyn Kelly lying to me. And I did it to protect myself so I could show what she really did and what I really said. So, again, Biome Defense is now back in stock. 50 billion live cultures. We went out and got the top company in the nation to make the Rolls-Royce probiotic because the pesticides kill the good bacteria in your gut. This replaces it with the good ones. And they call it snake oil in the media that I sell a high-quality refrigerated probiotic when this is totally documented science. It's not even debated. It's incontrovertible. So there you go. They're so scared that you might fund a new economy, that we might build something to resist their monopoly of lies when we have the truth. InfoWarsStore.com. And I forgot last hour to say this. I should be saying this at the start each time. Store-wide free shipping. We rarely do that. Store-wide free shipping. And if you sign up for auto ship on any item, it's an additional 10% off. Emmerich's Essentials, whether it's the sunscreen that's natural and healthy, or the bug spray that's natural and healthy, or the 10-to-1 mouthwash, or the body wash, or the shampoo, or any of it, that's 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip, and it's 20% off retail. It's a big national brand that allows us to private label it. That's how we get around them trying to boycott us and trying to shut down us having sponsors, which we can get, but why not just put out great products ourselves? See, that's how we do it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Dr. Corsi's riding the shotgun with me right into the next hour and co-interviewing these great guests. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, is here. He has eerily, I only knew about this guy about 2.5 years ago. People, smart folks, said this is who you should be listening to. We can't give you a lot of classified info, obviously. People are still in the government, but this guy's on target with his analysis in the books he writes. So now I consider him a friend and a great guy here with us predicting the false flag of everybody from the Huffington Post writers to you name it, celebrating, saying too bad it wasn't coordinated. Wolf Blitzer having a guy on saying this guy wasn't evil. He was just mad. I mean, Dr. Corsi, you've been saying they're preparing people for the president to be killed. They have this college of cowards feeling powerful together. I don't think they realize they lost the election. They miscalculated. Clearly, historically, they're going to lose. If you look at the cultural topography, the sociology, the anthropology of America, they've taken libertarians, conservatives, veterans, and others' restraint as weakness. As we have made a major preparation in information warfare to counter them with the truth, while others have been making preparations to physically defend very decisively. Where would you say we are benchmarked right now?
Just at the very beginning. The left has not done their most shocking types of violence yet. I mean, I'm going to just go back to the left. And remember, National Socialist Nazis were left. The Reichstag fire, all staged, burned down by Hitler.
The French Revolution was the first left movement.
It, precisely. And the shocking violence is yet to occur. This violence is just a warm-up. This is just the initial phase of the violence.
They're probing.
Yeah, but the violence is going to be planned, that is in the works, is going to be shocking, catastrophic, a 9/11-type catastrophe, a blowing up of a national monument, so hugely important and disturbing.
I think they might set a nuke off during the State of the Union.
I'm not sure. I mean, anything you can imagine, the left, this is the Bill Ayers left. This is.
So let me ask you again. I understand he needs to fire all these people, take control, address the nation. We're in a civil crisis. They've started a war, start arresting some of the people that are organizing this in the media, show what they've done. I mean, I'm not a fascist guy. They're the ones calling for death and murder. They're the ones beating people up all over the country. And I mean, we can't just sit here and take this.
Well, let me explain a couple things in terms of...
Isn't it best for the president to launch the counterstrike?
Yeah, that's what he's got to do next. Trump has got to counterattack. Now, first of all, let's realize that... I'll give an example. During the campaign, Trump was being pressed to release his taxes, and he said, I'm not going to do it. Okay, and he said, here's why I'm not going to do it. I've already disclosed all my financial statements. That's much more revealing than my taxes. The issue went away. Okay, now, the issue's got to go away again. This whole idea that Trump, it's morphed. The Democrats, the far left, could not prove the Russian collusion, so they dropped it. And it's morphed now into obstruction.
Well, you said this weeks ago.
Yeah, and the obstruction, here's the deal with the obstruction. First of all, President Trump can't obstruct the Department of Justice. He has the authority to order Mueller to be fired. He has the authority to order Mueller to stop investigating. The remedy is impeachment. And the Democrats know they can't impeach Trump. They don't have the votes in Congress. They don't control the committees. Impeachment's out of the question. So what they're going to try to do is prolong this obstruction meme and try to get it to be have legs so that they have new things to talk about every day. If Trump just comes out and says, look, I'm going to take a hit for it. I'm going to fire Mueller. This is my authority. If you don't like it, impeach me. Go ahead. There's the Congress. Impeach me. Do it.
Exactly. He can't sit there and let them make up their whole fake Russian narrative that's now failed and then make up obstruction when he's just been completely open. And then Comey admits he didn't order him to stop. And so they're just trying to find somebody else that will give false testimony now to cobble it together. Let me go to Matt Bracken on that. But let me also just add, here's Tom Brokaw. I want to get this clip, guys, if you don't already have it. Tom Brokaw slams Alex Jones. He says he is a racist. I mean, what the hell is this? I don't want to be selfish here, but I'm asking you because you work for InfoWars. You're in the middle of this.
Right.
And we know each other like 15, 16 years.
Right.
Why are they so after me? What is going on?
Because, Alex, the plan was that if Hillary won, you were going to be shut down. They'd already started the fake news meme that was out there. They were clearly going to say, once they had control of the White House, that you were done. They were going to prosecute you. They were going to argue that you committed some kind of a crime.
Oh, yeah, we had that from the Justice Department.
They're going to shut you down. They'd investigate. And then you'd go and a bunch of others would go. Anyone who is not in lockstep with the CIA-funded media, who is not in lockstep with an Operation Mockingbird since the 50s type of the approved press, the CNN, New York Times.
I mean, Tom Brokaw, known Operation Mockingbird, said, I am a pure and unadulterated racist, unalloyed. He said, I am a pure, in fact, let's just play this clip, folks. You have to understand, I was told by the Trump administration when they were even in transition, and of course this came out, I was told days before that Nancy Pelosi was saying that I wanted to kill her and her daughter and was demanding Loretta Lynch arrest me. She doesn't even know who the president is. She said, I'm not being mean. She literally is senile. Other congressmen think islands are floating. That's what's dangerous is these people are crazy. They're in power. There's a conspiracy against the Republic. What's dangerous is they don't realize how crazy this is, and they try to kill me or arrest me because everybody sees what's going on. And then I was told, and then the day after, I didn't say it on air, Pelosi's daughter came out and said, Alex Jones is death threatening me. And imagine, I'm talking to the president's crew. They're going, yeah, they're trying to have you arrested right now. They're having meetings in the Justice Department. And, you know, the transitioning attorney general's, you know, already telling them this is insane. The lawyers at the Justice Department told them no. And I'm telling you, they're so whacked out. They want to arrest me.
They don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't want you to be broadcasting or me or any
but
of them.
What is it? What is it that scares them so much? The guest, I think, and the fact that we know their game plan and that we're not. I mean, what is it? Matt Bracken, Matt.
It's sheer desperation. They're cornered. Their fury is actually, in a way, a good sign, because when they feel in control, you never see this desperation. You know, their hair is looking nice. The makeup, there's no sweat popping out. They're desperate. They're going to Megyn Kelly. It's evident. In the last month, your name is not to even be spoken on TV. That's the new thing. Not even to mention your name. The new code for Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist who is making millions of dollars by telling lies. That's at the new meme.
Yeah, that's going to be the show.
Meme.
And we do,
right.
Quote, make millions to fund this. They make billions to fund their lies. We make millions to fund it.
But Megyn Kelly's sin, her overarching sin, was she broke the taboo. She was not only going to mention your name, she was going to put your face on television. And millions of people that have never heard of Alex Jones would have heard of you. So her sin was breaking this embargo and actually mentioning your name.
But I think that's the setup, because none of them ever, all of a sudden a bunch called at the same time she called, like 50 outfits. I think they set it up, then they're burning her, having the cake, eating it too.
Well, they're burning her, but her way of getting back into their good graces is to re-edit the 4 hours of footage, you know, to turn you into a monster. It's obvious. But they don't control the entire media anymore. Now, this morning, Trump sort of went on the attack, talking about the pivot from Russian collusion to obstruction of justice.
Yeah, let's get that clip, guys.
He needs to go much further, though.
He needs to say, how dare you, you liars? Hillary's in bed with the Russians and the Chinese, and now you make up collusion. You people wanted to. He needs to go after them with his bully pulpit now, not while they develop this case.
And with specifics, and a great specific. This is like...
Let me ask you this, though. What can the FBI agents do themselves? Because it's this paradigm thing. You go back to Cleon Skousen and all these guys that were good FBI guys.
The FBI is too slow. When you're talking about what FBI agents can do, you're talking about months from now. The news cycle
is... No, but I understand, but I'm saying it's this paradox where there's bad FBI on top, but then the rank-and-file people are patriots, generally. What do they do? What do government people do right now, watching the Civil War, knowing
they
that...
They would have to leak the investigation files that they've got on Hillary. That's what they would have to do.
But they're conservative, so they don't break the law. The left is doing it.
They have to now. They have to now, and their boss has basically approved it because their boss is leaker numero uno.
That's right. When they've already set the precedent, you have a responsibility. I agree.
But the trumpet, the clarion that can be blown, the note that can be blown right now, today, by Trump, face-to-face with the camera. He was all Mr. Nice Guy yesterday talking about the baseball shooting. But he can say, the New York Times drew a map for assassins. The New York Times.
They gave the target vector.
They gave all the loose lunatics a map on where to
shoot. But isn't that the target vector to even show who the target is and where they are?
And their lack of security. Put them on the defensive. Don't respond. Attack. There is a lot to attack them for. Sure, you can go all the way back. Fast and furious. Hillary's server. Yes, we got it.
WikiLeaks. We got it. That's what I'm saying to the audience. It's full attack. And talk about financially. They're going to hit us. They're trying to sue us. They're trying to shut us down. They got the Islamicists after us. That's their main fifth column. Folks, when you buy these great products, we need to be flooded with money to let them know that we're not demoralized. We're growing. I want Matt Bracken to do a show. I'm trying to get all the studios built, everything set up right now. I want to launch 18 hours a day. I may just do it even low tech without the new studio being built. We've got to launch soon, because I know this is the launch time. Dr. Corsi?
Well, we've got to launch soon, and that's one of the reasons I'm here. I really do expand the Washington Bureau to figure out a game plan where we can staff up and expand. I mean, the powers of the presidency are enormous. They're huge. And Donald Trump's got...
And they're calling for civil war. He has to launch a counteroffensive.
And he's got to clean out the White House of all the Obama-Clinton people. Fire Priebus. I've been saying this now for a month. fire Priebus, and then fire a bunch more.
You know, he's been right up to the edge doing that three times. Why hasn't he done it yet?
Because he comes in, they come in and tell him, oh, this is going to happen if you do this. This is all the bad things the left is going to say in the New York Times. They're
going to... Look, they're just discrediting him with the Russia obstruction. They're planning to kill him, like you said. You're a smart guy. Why did your gut tell you they're getting ready to kill him? Then we'll talk to Matt Bracken about it.
Because it's the same thing that was done to John Kennedy. It was the same kind of setup. The deep state wanted to go to war in Vietnam. They wanted to go to war in Laos, and Kennedy wouldn't do it.
And now they want to teach five-year-olds how to be trannies.
And they were running the CIA has been running the drug trade out of Southeast Asia since before World War II. They didn't want to end the drug trade. There's too much money.
That's right. Matt Bracken, you agree with Corsi. They're really trying to precondition the public so they don't panic when Trump gets his head blown off.
Yeah, and just the way that it's sort of lost in the shadow of 9/11, but the day of 9/11 or the day before, the guy named Massoud, I believe, he was called the pet lion of the Panjshir Valley. He was
a
patriotic Afghan. He was killed by a false photojournalist crew with batteries that were explosives. And so when you see guys with cameras and, you know, big battery packs, there's no way, X-rays or otherwise, to know a lithium-ion battery that's the size of D-cells, a bag of D-cells, that they're not full of explosives. It could even take out Air Force One because they bring these pool reporters through. And
that's right. Stay there. Exactly. Leftist suicide bombers.
It's on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Way up.
Way up. So, good old Tom Brokaw, the guy that told us about WMDs in Iraq, the guy that pushed so much of the garbage on us, he says that I am a unadulterated pure racist. That's what the $100 word he used means. And so here is that clip. I mean, there are just hundreds of these. It's a full-out assault. But he tried it on Trump. Trump's a racist. Trump wants to kill you. Trump's evil. Trump's a Russian. Now I'm a racist. I killed the kids at Newtown. I mean, basically, they've gotten to that level. All of it lies. All of it bull. An unalloyed, I mean, I guess it just means completely confirmed or over the top, 100% racist. Okay, well.
Unalloyed is pure.
Yeah, pure. So I'm a pure, but they can't show a clip. I mean, these people are the ultimate fake news. Tom Brokaw is a joke. Here it is.
The whole game is to, let me play gotcha. Let me show you how mean or I can be. There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example. But the fact is that he is an unalloyed racist, a man who's out there pulling the pin on the grenade every day, and he has 6 million viewers who are paying attention to him. Yeah. And the parents at Newtown are saying they're hearing from his followers all the time. They buy into what he is saying, which is patently not true. So at some point, there's got to be a coming together of the political culture. It's never going to be kumbaya. We don't expect that, because out of that tension can come good things. But I don't remember in my lifetime, and I'm a pretty good student of history, when this country was at its loggerheads with such great consequences that can result from all of this.
I think our leaders are...
So I've protested the KKK more than 15 times. You go to any white supremacist site, they hate me because I want everybody to have freedom and come together around free market and Christianity. I don't want to make you be a Christian, but like a Muslim, but I want you to make you be a Muslim. I mean, I am hated by the anti-Semites and people because, you know, my ex-wife was part Jewish. So they said they want to kill my kids and all the rest of the stuff because they're, you know, I guess part Jewish or whatever. I mean, it's the craziest whack job world. To then watch Tom Brokaw say, I'm a pure, hey, punk, you little skexy. How about you show the clip of me saying something racist, you jerk? You know, it isn't fun to get attacked by David Duke and people constantly and then have people like you on the other side lie about me. You're scum. How about that? How about you're a bastard? How about you cover up the media for all the pedophilia that goes on in Hollywood, Tom Brokaw? I'm sorry. Go ahead, gentlemen. I don't mean to be ranting, but I mean.
They tried to say that Trump was endorsing David Duke. I mean, any kind of lie, any kind of... See, in the left mind...
That is so desperate. They've all green-lighted. Let's be fiction writers. Let's say... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they've demonized anyone who believes in America, anyone who supports the Constitution. We're demonized. And so, therefore, on their leftist agenda, which doesn't believe at all in any... First Amendment, Second Amendment, any of the constitutional rights. They want to get rid of it. They want a revolution that will produce, as Barack Obama said, this fundamental change, which means socialism, means communism. That's where they're headed. And they don't want any opposition. So you, of course, have to be branded in all their terms. Look, we're the deplorables. Hillary said it.
It's just so crazy to see Tom Brokaw, who 20 years ago would show clips first. He just says, I'm a pure racist, when everybody can do a search and knows that the black racists and white racists all hate me because I'm trying to bring us together. Matt Bragg and we're going to break, do five more with us. But, I mean, what do you make of this?
Brokaw is classic because he's a CIA Operation Mockingbird stooge. You wind him up and he says WMDs. So, you know, he's got no credibility. Bringing him out as an elder statesman is like bringing out Dan Rather. It's just a sign of desperation.
Why do you think they're so desperate?
Because they see that they can lose this whole thing. They can be you know, wiped out, politically speaking.
Don't they get destroying us makes us even stronger? I mean, I don't want it to happen flesh-wise, but spiritually, fine. I mean, let's come back and talk about that, because historically I've studied this. We'll get Matt Bracken's take on that, and then, of course, we'll keep riding shotgun with us. Don't they get that they are losers? I mean, they're in deep trouble, folks. We're not just saying that. I mean, Dr. Corsi said they're back in 70 seconds. We'll get Matt Bracken's final comment. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. We're InfoWars.com. We need your support. We're under enemy attack.